Explaining the stock market's post-election bet. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve meets today to discuss the state of this pandemic economy. You can expect the group will keep interest rates super low. There's news today that after fresh layoffs, more people than expected signed up for unemployment benefits in the week that ended Saturday, 751,000 people. Diane Swonk, the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, joins us. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Everyone has an opinion on this election, except, I suppose, the COVID-19 virus, right?
Exactly. COVID-19 doesn't really care who wins or loses the election, but it is the largest determinant of where the economy is going in the near term. And without additional aid, we're looking at an economy that has already shown some signs of slowing fairly dramatically as we move from late October into November and COVID cases surged to a record high yesterday.
Right. And we got the fresh numbers on people who, after new layoffs, have signed up for unemployment benefits today. And it was higher than expected and still much higher than pre-pandemic levels.
Exactly. When we're looking at initial unemployment claims, adding those to the special pandemic unemployment claims, you get over 1 million a week. Still, it really has been stubbornly high. I've not been able to break below that 1 million level mark. That compares to a little over 200,000 a year ago. So really a different universe from where we are today. And this is all happening at the same time that employment for the month of October will come out tomorrow. And it looks like employment actually slowed further. So we're not rehiring all those millions upon millions of workers that are still unemployed back as quickly. That ups the ante that the wounds triggered by COVID will leave more permanent scars on the U.S. economy.
Diane also told me she's worried about not just slower growth this month and next, but possibly a return to contraction. Wall Street continues to embrace the theory that when all the votes are counted, there will be divided government with a Republican Senate either way. Yesterday's sharp rally continues this morning. The Dow is up 389 points, 1.4% now. The S&P is up 2%. The Nasdaq up 2.4%. What was supposed to be the world's biggest launch of a new stock isn't just delayed, it's now postponed indefinitely. There's word that Ant Group of China has begun returning money to investors who'd signed up to participate. Ant is a finance meets tech company akin to maybe PayPal. This week, Chinese regulators abruptly pulled the plug on the $34 billion stock listing, saying there are unanswered questions about regulation. I spoke to Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak today.
International investors still have so many questions. If there were regulatory risks, why wasn't this flagged earlier? And what did the Ant Group know and when? But here's what is certain. Ant Group tapped into a giant hole in the China market. It gives credit to hundreds of millions of people who have no credit history and wouldn't normally be eligible for credit cards or microloans from banks.
Also, Ant's founder Jack Ma the other day gave a bluntly worded speech that published reports say was taken as a slap in the face by Chinese banking regulators. A key question we'll be exploring in the days ahead is what was with pre-election polling that in some cases underestimated President Trump's strength? But let's take a moment now to look at what polls did find about views of key economic issues on the minds of voters. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Americans were deeply divided on COVID and the economy, says Larry Rosen with Edison Research. It conducted exit polling for the major TV networks. He says voters were asked whether we should prioritize COVID containment or economic recovery.
If you felt containing the coronavirus was more important, you were overwhelmingly likely to have voted for Biden. And if you felt rebuilding the economy was more important, you were overwhelmingly more likely to vote for Trump.
It appears Democrats are having a harder time in the COVID economy. About two-thirds of voters for former Vice President Biden said they're suffering financial hardship, compared to just one-third of voters for President Trump. COVID is impacting the consumer economy as a whole, says NPD retail analyst Marshall Cohen, who just conducted his annual holiday survey.
39% tell us that they actually will be spending less because of the economic climate and the COVID conditions.
Meanwhile, COVID cases and hospitalizations keep rising. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Is following the election returns making you a little vague at work? productivity, people. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
All day on Election Day and the day after, Raul Alvarez had one ear on the news and one ear on his work calls, literally.
Unbeknownst to them, a lot of the times we were meeting, one of my headphones, I always had one on, was on the news the entire day.
Alvarez does PR for a design firm in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and he says even with his dueling earbuds, he's still been managing to get a lot of work done. Joanne Stoker has not. She's a healthcare consultant in Orange County, California, and on Election Day, she says she was,
in all honesty, probably at about 30% productivity.
She was just too distracted, worrying about the election. And then she stayed up late watching returns. So she decided to take a mental health day.
I just needed the day to regroup and reorganize my thoughts. I work directly with chronically ill patients and I need to be there. And I'm just not there today.
A lot of people have been feeling that way the last couple of days, says Susan Lamott, CEO of the consulting firm Exaquio.
The impact of the election on productivity at work is incredible this year. You've got so many more people and workers who are voting, so that means they're paying more attention.
That has definitely been the case at Mehdi Farsi's bicycle manufacturing company in Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely hear the chatter in the hallways. People are staying engaged with it and following along.
Which, he says, is also what he's been doing all day at work.
I'm checking, I'm refreshing, I'm looking at various news sources constantly to kind of see the latest.
Every now and then, he says, he'll tell himself that's counterproductive and try to get work done for a while before he inevitably checks the news again. Fortunately, he says,
this is not falling on a day where things are, you know, super critical.
And there's really nothing anyone can do about it. He says it's just human nature to be drawn to something of this magnitude. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
What? I'm back on? Oh, sorry, distracted looking at the election news. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.